You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
Welcome to the Mean Gene Show here on a Saturday afternoon here. And I hope you enjoyed the bullpen. You can catch those guys every Saturday from 12 to 2 right here on ESPN 97.5. With our number one producer, the best damn producer in all of H-Town, John B. What's up, John?
Appreciate the kind words, Gene. What's going on?
John, I want to say that because it's true, man. They do not pay me any extra money to say that. And you know me and you've been rolling for a few years, man. So it's been great here. Look, folks, also, I want to welcome everyone in town who is part of the Cigar Fest. I mean, there are a bunch of people in town, here in H-Town, enjoying Cigar Fest, a lot of concerts, a lot of just big events, and just enjoying smoking those cigars. I mean, look, I am not a cigar smoker. John, are you?
Actually, yes. Okay. Not like fine cigars, but I will take down a Black and Mild every once in a while. You know?
I mean, it's huge. It's going to be, I think it started on the 20th. It goes through the 25th. So we want to welcome all you guys to town, and hopefully you will enjoy H-Town as much as we do. Do not tear our town apart, okay? Leave our town the way you found it, all right? So anyway. All right, look. Hey, it was 1 week ago in this very same seat where I told everyone that the New York Knicks, they enjoyed that win, that semifinals conference victory over the Boston Celtics. I told you, enjoy it. And they treated that win as if it was the NBA Finals championship, okay? Because I told you, I warned you last week about the Indiana Pacers, all right? And remember, those Knicks fans, like I said, they were celebrating like they won the NBA championship. And look. And I also told you that that was it for the New York Knicks. I did. I told you it was it for the New York Knicks. The Pacers, the Indiana Pacers, were and still are the better team in this series. So the Knicks are down 2-0. So let's talk about this, okay? The Knicks have dropped games 1 and 2 at home for the first time in franchise history. They went down 2-0 in the last Eastern Conference Finals appearance back in 2000. So here we go, you know, history repeating itself. Also against the Pacers, but responded with 2 wins in New York City before losing the series in 6. So, and this is what we're talking about here, okay? And I know, John, we tried to find some sound bites from Tom Thibodeau. You know, not much because I, you know, watched the post-game press conference. And, yeah, he fielded a couple of questions from the media. But all the talk about last night here in that particular game was Karl Anthony Towns sitting on the bench for a long stretch of time last night in the fourth quarter. Now, Towns actually had a pretty big game leading up to in the first half. I think he had like 20-something points before he only had 3 fouls, so he was not in any serious foul trouble. So I just don't know. And for Tom Thibodeau to sort of like snub the media by just not wanting to address that. And so, John, did we get something? You have something? Let's see what Tom Thibodeau is talking about.
And again, it comes down to a couple things going into the fourth quarter. It's a tie ball game, and you know, you just got to make better plays. More, just get ready for the next one. You got to be ready for the next challenge. We got to study the film, make our corrections, get ready to play again.
What the hell film are you studying right now at this point? Go ahead, John.
No, I was gonna say, yeah, that's all he had to say. I mean, there's nothing he can say. I mean, the onus is now in them in the locker room to try to find a way to turn this around.
Try to turn this around. You are down 2-0, and the Pacers, look, we can go back. We can rewind a little bit and go back to the game one, which was just incredible. The Knicks probably played the best game that they're going to play in this series here, game one, which I don't know why they just didn't come back and reduplicate what they did in game one last night. But no, Coach Thibodeau has to change things up here. John, I got to talk about game one, which was an incredible game. I don't know how many people just turned that game off, and rightfully so. You're down 17 points in the fourth quarter. You're down 14 points with 2 minutes and 51 seconds left to go. And rightfully so. Knicks fans just thought they had this game. Pacers fans had shut this down. And the ratings for game one, how 6 million people, I think, tuned in to game one. But right at about the 11 o'clock Eastern time, between 11 and 11:30, right when that game was ending, it spiked up to some 8 million people tuned in. And this obviously were people who had just kind of tuned it out. And someone must have told them, hey, guess what, man? This game is going into overtime. Unbelievable shot by Halliburton which everyone thought it was a three. It was not a three, but it would have been just a hell of a walk-off victory, especially reminiscing of what happened with Reggie Miller. And I still like the classic choke sign. I thought it was funny as hell. I could do nothing but laugh. I mean, just imagine Reggie Miller calling this game. I mean, who would have thought? Years later, Reggie Miller would be courtside calling a big game like that. I wish it was a three. It wasn't a three. They go into overtime to get the win. But I said, my son is in town from the Army, by the way. So he's here for Memorial Day weekend. So we sat there and we watched this game. And I said here that, I said, look, man, the Knicks, they played the best game that they could have played. You had Karl Anthony Towns balling out in that game. You had Jalen Brunson playing lights out basketball. And I just couldn't see how the Knicks were going to put back-to-back games like that in Madison Square Garden, a place that, you know, I mean, it's the Garden, right? And they didn't do it. They didn't do it. Last night they come out, and for the life of me, Josh Hart, nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found, did not help at all. And all year long, the media and all of us have been talking about how Coach Thibodeau uses his players, the rotation. Look, everyone pretty much got a breather last night. Karl Anthony Towns probably got too much of a damn breather. But Mikal Bridges played 45 minutes. This game did not go into overtime. He played 45 minutes, which means he only got 3 minutes. Now, he did play a critical role in that game last night. But my goodness, Thibodeau plays 8 players. Look, he probably could have left the guard that used to play with Oklahoma. You know I'm bad with names. But anyway, it was an ugly game last night for the New York Knicks, and it's just horrible. And Coach Thibs, you have to do a better job of coaching. Why do you leave someone? You want to go with Robinson in there for his defense. Well, Robinson didn't play great defense. They were eating him alive, okay? I mean, he was just a liability. But you had Karl Anthony Towns, who had played great basketball in game one. You decided to leave him on the bench. He gives you 0 points in the fourth quarter. And Thib says, hey, you know, we like the group that we had out there. There's no way in hell you like that group. But anyway, how about we take a break? We come back. We're going to talk about the game that's going to be coming up, game three, which, by the way, is going to be a critical game for the New York Knicks. You are listening to the Mean Gene Show right here on ESPN 97.5 H-Town.
Follow ESPN Houston on social media at ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, we are back here. Once again, it's the Mean Gene Show on a Saturday here on ESPN 97.5. Look, okay, so this is what happens when you get a little bit old. You know, you have to take your medicine, and this is what we do during the break so we can remember these players' names. Okay, Cam Payne. Okay, Payne, who basically was a pain in the ass for the Knicks fans, okay? 9 minutes of playing time, 0 points, 0 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 turnover. All right, so the turnover just pretty much wipes out the assists. All right, so why is he in the game? John, there was one play where he actually brought the ball up the entire court. He was guarded by, I think, Nembhard, perhaps, and brought the ball up the whole court and was guarded closely and got to the paint and fell down and turned the damn ball over. That's something you see with 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds who just – are learning how to play basketball. And at that point in time, if Coach Thibb just doesn't yank his ass out. So that was the turnover, by the way, that he made. Just unbelievable. So anyway, Thibodeau tried to explain why he didn't use Karl Anthony Towns, especially in the fourth quarter. And he basically said, look, okay, the group that he had on the court gave the team a better chance. He says, okay, they got in the hole, but the guys out there gave him a better chance. I totally disagree. Is his, you know, he can say whatever he wants to say. I don't remember Thibodeau being such an a-hole with the media. I think when he was coaching the Chicago Bulls, he was, you know, never mind that he just ran Derrick Rose's career in the gutter. I mean, he just ruined him. From a just an injury standpoint, he just runs his players in the ground. So the Knicks had a chance to win that game. I think Karl Anthony Towns has a chance to help them win that game. There's no way Mitchell Robinson. You just don't have Robinson out there. He's a liability. He might make a free throw. He'll get to the free throw line and he does some wonderful things. But he was a liability. You just had a big guy out there that scored 30 points. And yeah, I don't too much give a rat's ass about Towns hanging out on the three-point line. And, I mean, he'll knock down those threes. But the other night in game one, he was actually playing in the paint. So let's talk about Brunson. We can talk about Brunson's last shot there at the end there. And I did watch the post-game press conference where Thibodeau said, hey, you know, he thought Brunson had a good look. And he took the shot. Well, I mean, yeah, who Brunson's going to take that shot. I understand that. I get that. But here's the thing with Brunson, you know, I mean, man, the Knicks have to find a reliable, a backup guard. I mean, they put so much on this guy. I mean, Brunson is the New York Knicks, you know, and I said this, and I watch a lot of Knicks games. I said, hey, you know, this guy cannot. I don't know, with all the guards out there and free agency, I mean, you just have to bring somebody in there that can help him. And I thought last night, you know, granted, he put up a lot of points. He put up a lot of points in game one. They don't win games without Jalen Brunson. But he's got to be able to trust his other players. And I just feel like sometimes he don't really trust his other players. He couldn't trust Josh Hart last night because Hart didn't contribute. Bridges was okay. And I do agree. And I was listening to Sam Mitchell on the way driving up on Sirius XM NBA radio that sometimes Brunson needs to play off the ball. I mean, sometimes you got to find somebody else to bring that ball up and just get, but Thibodeau, he's locked in with certain players. And I understand Brunson is a hell of a guy, but man, just a crazy, crazy situation that the Knicks find themselves in. But let's talk about the Indiana Pacers, okay? When you really look at this, okay, and I said this last week, people, and I know what the hell I'm talking about. Rick Carlisle is a hell of a coach. This series has a whole lot to do with the fact that Rick Carlisle is just a better damn coach than Thibodeau. And you're seeing this. I mean, Carlisle has been there, championship player with the Boston Celtics, championship coach with the Dallas Mavericks. Why the Mavericks fired a guy, I have no idea. But it looks like this guy is on his way to another NBA championship. I mean, I don't want to piss off any Timberwolves and Oklahoma City Thunder fans right now. But the Indiana Pacers are going to the championship. I don't care how much money, you know, media people, you know, we get paid for trying to hype up stuff and said, oh, well, you know, look here. I think the Knicks, if they can take game three and four, you know damn well that ain't going to happen. I mean, just face it, okay? I tried to tell your asses last week what was going to happen. I tried to tell you that the Indiana Pacers were going to get to the NBA Finals. If you didn't learn a lesson from Cleveland and what this team did against Milwaukee, and I know Knicks fans, I mean, come on. TNT had John McEnroe in the booth. And you know how TNT always does these memes or whatever you want to call it, these real-time memes or whatever. But they did a skit where they called Shaquille O'Neal what did they call him? John Black and Roll. They had Shaquille O'Neal in a tennis outfit. They do some of the craziest things on that show. But McEnroe and all of these guys, man, you could hear a pin drop in Madison Square Garden. And I think they see the writing on the wall. Look, tomorrow night, the game is tomorrow night, Sunday night. One reason why the game is tomorrow night is because the Indy 500 is happening in Indianapolis. There's a lot of stuff going on in Indianapolis. You know, they're going to watch these guys drive around this damn racetrack until your eyes are crossed. And then they're going to leave there and go and watch the Pacers. I mean, the place to be right now is in Indianapolis, okay? If you haven't been there. John, you ever been to Indianapolis? That's a hell of a city.
I have, actually. It's a nice city. My dad and I would say five years ago, maybe 6 years ago, we actually went to the Indy 500. It was awesome.
Oh, wow. Now, that I haven't done. That is a bucket list item. But, you know, I suffer from migraine headaches. I don't know if I can – that noise.
Maybe not. They sell you this stuff you can put on, you know, the headphones, and you can put in, you know
– The plugs.
Yeah, the plugs.
I need it all.
Yeah, you'll need it.
I need all of that.
Do
but
it, though.
It looks fun, though. It looks fun. So, anyway, look. So tomorrow night, and let's talk about the Pacers, okay? I want to make this not so much about the Knicks, and it seems like I'm hating on the Knicks, which I'm not. I like the Knicks. I just hate to see a coach ruin this team here, and it's going to be interesting to see if the Knicks lose this series. I think they are going to lose it. What happens with Thibodeau? They just don't have a good team. I told you last week the bench sucks. Okay, they do. I mean, they do. They just don't have a good team. But the Pacers, man, you know, what Carlisle is doing with Carlisle is getting the best out of his players. I mean, this guy has seen a lot of basketball in his lifetime from playing and coaching. I mean, this guy, he has seen a lot. And this is a talented team. Look, they didn't bring Obi Toppin and Pascal Siakam on this team for nothing, okay? And you can look at Halliburton. Halliburton can play possum for damn near a whole half and shows up in the second half of a game and do what he does. Make big shots, right? I mean, that shot, game one was just, I mean, but he's done that before. So it's not like he's never done that. But, I mean, look at what they're doing, you know, with Neesmith. I mean, they got players that can step up and get it done. And it's unfortunate that the Knicks, you know, don't have an answer for these players. And look, you know, you got Robinson who just allowed Turner to just make a three. Turner makes threes. He's a big guy that he don't shoot a lot of them, but if you're going to leave him wide-ass open, he's going to make a three. You know, so, I don't know. But the Pacers are looking good. I mean, go back and look at some of their film and see what they have done. I mean, this team is no – I think they're going to win game three. I think that – I don't know how the Knicks – and I know what the Knicks did – against Boston. This is not the Boston Celtics. This is a whole different team here. And this is a whole look. And what I like about the conference finals, if you notice, you play every other night. You're not really getting to sit around 2 or 3 days in your own damn town and wait. I mean, you got to play every other night. Now it'll change once the NBA finals start on June 5th. But for right now, this is, it's every other night. You know, we got some action. I kind of like this. You know, I don't know, John, what the hell are we going to do when the NBA season is over? I mean, this has been kind of fun here.
Yeah, it's the only thing going right now, huh?
It's the only thing going.
You want to get into some MLS soccer, Gene? How about that?
Why hell no. I don't think so. Soccer is kind of like watching paint dry. But anyway, I'm sure people do like soccer, and I'm not trying to say it's not a good sport, but right now it's the NBA Finals. And, you know, I was laughing about our hockey segment that we did on our old Sports King show.
Yep.
And by the way, you know, black people do watch hockey. It's just that we don't really talk about it on this show. But we, yeah, black people do watch hockey. I do.
This just ain't a hockey show.
It's just not a hockey show, okay? So, all right. Anyway, John, your thoughts on game three. Do you think the Knicks can go in to Indianapolis tomorrow night and redeem themselves, make this series all about 2-1 instead of 3-0? Because if it's 3-0, I don't think anybody's going to watch it anymore.
That's true. No, I think you've turned the corner. You've helped me turn the corner on that, because I – last week, chose the Knicks to win this series. I said the Knicks were going to win this series because of the momentum that they had and the spark. You know, that they were the popular team. They had all the juice, let's just say. And people were sort of forgetting about Indiana. I don't think forgetting about Indiana is the right way to put it, but the focus was underestimated. Mm-hmm. One, the focus was on the big New York team. You know,
and we get that. It's New York.
Yeah. And you were right, though. You called me out on it. You said, no, Indiana is that damn good. They're going to beat the Knicks. And I chose the Knicks. Now, at this point, it feels like all that juice is gone. All that electricity, it's gone. Indiana now has that. And now they get to play the Knicks, too, at home. I think it's lights out for the Knicks,
I mean,
at this point.
You got to think that crowd in Indianapolis, it's not like they have just been sleeping.
And Indiana, I mean, that's basketball.
That's
where
basketball was born there,
exactly.
pretty much. And look, I mean, that crowd in Indianapolis, they just haven't been, like, sleeping for the last couple of games. They are going to stand up and cheer their Pacers. They have seen this. They have seen what has been happening there. And they know that they have to win. They cannot give the Knicks any hope of you know, thinking that they can win a game there. So I'm thinking, look here. And here's another thing. If you really want to just think of how bad the situation is in New York, and I don't know if this has really been talked about a whole lot, because I just happened to see the video of this this morning where Ananobi and Towns was having a heated exchange right in front of Thibodeau during
courtside,
a timeout.
Yeah, during a timeout.
So this is not good, okay? I mean, this is not good. And, you know, I figured Towns would be having a heated argument with his coach for leaving his ass on the bench for that long. And, you know, so it's just incredible stuff there. But anyway, I got the Pacers winning game three. And when we come back, okay, we're going to go ahead and hop on the Western Conference Finals, because we have a new MVP of the National Basketball Association. And Thunder fans, Minnesota Timberwolves fans, how about a big game that's going to be happening tonight? We're going to get our thoughts, get my thoughts, get John's thoughts, too, on what's going to happen game three tonight in the Target Center in Minnesota. It's the Mean Gene Show right here on ESPN 97.5 H-Town.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Back to Mean Gene, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
All right, folks, we are at the bottom of this hour here and moving it right along here. Oklahoma City Thunder guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the 2024-25 NBA MVP. This was announced on Wednesday. The Kentucky product beat out Denver Nuggets big man Nikola Jokic and Milwaukee Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo, who have won the award three times and twice respectively, to claim his first MVP award. Now, this was probably the worst kept secret in all of the NBA. And the fact that they really give this award out so late in the year, I don't know. I mean, maybe they need to make changes to this, because let's just say if the Denver Nuggets had beaten the Oklahoma City Thunder, this would have somewhat been awkward, to say the least. But that did not happen. And they are in the Western Conference Finals, and he won. So, look, John, he got 913 points. Second place was the Joker with 787 points. Giannis was not really close, 470 points. And I think maybe just complimentary, Jason Tatum with 311, not really close there. But Donovan Mitchell, 74 points. You know, so, I mean, you want to know how many LeBron James got? I mean.
How many?
16.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the king is fallen from grace there. But anyway, he wins the award, and his team is two games up on the Minnesota Timberwolves. So, look, big difference between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder series than the Knicks and the Pacers. Number one, the home team has won both games on their court, okay? And it's how they have won those games is really interesting, and we can have a conversation about that, because they have been really convincing, all right? The Oklahoma City Thunder is the better team in this series, okay? But tonight will decide if the Timberwolves are going to be able to answer. All right. They have to find their way, and this is according to their own words there, how they are going to get it done. Look, they use one of their best defenders, and that's McDaniel, okay. He's just not able to get it done. The Oklahoma City Thunder team is very athletic. They are quick. They have a lot of players. They're very deep. They're really good at home, but now they're getting ready to have a good test here. And you know what's really going to be exciting about this game, John, is the fact that Chet Holmgren is actually going home, okay? He's from Minneapolis. So now, and you have to be careful for these type of things here, because usually when a guy goes home, he tries to put on the show. And Holmgren has really been good so far in this series. So it's going to be interesting to see. I wonder how many tickets he had to purchase for the fans and friends back home. But this is going to be interesting. But look, Julius Randle, who played well in the previous series with the Minnesota Timberwolves, he just looked like a deer in the headlights in this particular series here. Hit the last game here, and I'm trying to find these stats here. Oh my God, John! 31 minutes of play, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and I don't know what's going on. I think tonight he has a big game. I think Minnesota wins tonight. I think they get it done. Look, they got DiVincenzo. I think I just think the role players will step up. I know you've heard that cliche before, where the role players tend to play well at home, and I think they get it done. Now I just don't see, I think Oklahoma's going to win this series, and I would be shocked if they go in there tonight and win game three. Now, I'm not saying that they can't do it. I think now Randall is saying something. He's trying to say something without saying it, John. He is saying that the Thunder plays with a different level of physicality. I guess he's saying that they're either beating the hell out of him or they're doing something. And he didn't elaborate on this. And I've heard this before about the Thunder maybe, you know, look, if the ref don't see it, if they don't blow the whistle, they don't call, it looks like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the one going to the foul line all the time. Okay, so look, you know, you're going to have to figure something out. So, Julius Randle, tell us what the hell you're talking about, okay? You know, these guys know what they're doing. They've been doing it all year. It's just not like the Oklahoma City Thunder has just turned it on here in the month of May, okay? I mean, they have been pretty much consistent. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, is the reason why he's the MVP. They're getting it done. They have great players on this team here. But Minnesota is also a good team. And here they are. They find themselves in the same place that they were pretty much in last year. Okay. I think they were in the same position with Dallas where they had, but they lost both home games to the Dallas Mavericks. And as you remember, the Dallas Mavericks went on to play the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals. So, you know, in the game two loss, Anthony Edwards. Now, Anthony Edwards is a very interesting guy, and so many people want to give this guy his flowers before he actually deserves them, John, in my opinion, because you gotta get something. You got to earn something. Now, we said this last week, too. With the four teams that are left in the NBA playoffs here, one of these guys is about to win an NBA championship for the first time. You know, could it be Anthony Edwards? Will it be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Will it be Tyrese Halliburton? Will it be Jalen Brunson? We don't know. All odds right now is look like it's going to be between Halliburton and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Alexander, yeah. Now, how about an advantage, if you want to say so? You can say that Caruso is an NBA champion, one with the Lakers. He knows a little something that he can talk to his guys in OKC about. But how about Siakam, who won the championship with the Raptors? He's on that team with Indiana. That's what makes Indiana so damn scary. Siakam is not one of those guys that's going to come out and brag and boast and say, hey, you know, I've been there before, this, that, and the other. This is what makes Indiana so scary, okay? But Caruso is good. And there's a reason why Caruso plays a lot of minutes, and he defends well, so look for him to have a big game tonight also. But John, as far as tonight's game here, who do you think is going to win?
I think Minnesota can get their game together here. I think they have a better chance of winning game three than the Knicks do of winning their game three against the Pacers. I will say, if you can get more out of maybe Rudy Gobert, you know, Rudy Gobert's had 7 points over the first two games. So, I mean, that's pretty bleak. If you're Anthony Edwards, and you're trying to, you're trying to run this offense, a lot of times these guys need a big to kind of play off of, and he's not really giving them anything on the offensive end. So, I mean, if you get more out of him and you have a good game tonight, there's a chance you can kind of pull one out. But I think I'm just going to roll with OKC. They're just too damn good, man. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is good as well. So I'm going to take OKC to go three. I think there's a chance we could get two conference sweeps.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, look, I can say this, John. It's very hard to sweep at this level in the playoffs. It's just really hard. But if any two teams, I mean, from what the Thunder have showed us, and it's how. I know they won the two games at home. That's what they were supposed to do. But it's how they have just dominated. How it looks like.
Yeah, no hadn't even been close.
Yeah, I know. And how Minnesota can make that run, but how, I mean, Minnesota has led some quarters, have come out really looking like they came to play, but the Thunder just, I mean, no pun intended, but they stole the Thunder. So, I mean, it's just like, I mean, they get it done. I mean, and that's scary within itself, but I would expect, and this is what you normally see in a game three with the visiting team, the Thunder will more than likely try to be the aggressor because they know they're up against the home crowd. But this is one of those games where Minnesota can't even allow that. I think Minnesota needs to understand, hey, they need to be the aggressor tonight. They need to come out and get it done. They need Anthony Edwards is the one guy, and I know I had started in on him. He got fined, another fine, $50,000 for using foul language. He decided to skip the entire press conference. You know, you just can't talk to the media when all is good, when you're winning and you done you scored the game high or whatever, and you want to talk and all is good. You know, we saw that in the previous series. But when you get your ass whooped, you want to go just run in the locker room and dodge the media. And that's, I mean, come on. Grow the hell up. You want to be the next, you know, the big guy. Hey, did you see the meme of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with the can of Raid spraying
the ant?
You know, maybe that's why he didn't want to talk, because that thing – look, I must have forwarded it to a bunch of people, okay? Because whoever comes with this, you know, the internet just never loses, right? But anyway, you know, dude, you know, so they win tonight, I guarantee you. And if Anthony Edwards has a big game, he'd be the first one in front of a damn camera wanting to talk about this, that, and the other. But no, I mean, it just doesn't work that way. I don't think until this guy grows up, they're never going to get there. And I just don't think they deserve to get there. Because, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's not that guy. This guy, he knows how to talk to the media. Jalen Brunson, even in the loss last night, the two losses in New York, Brunson knows how to deal with the media. You know, you just don't see that. I've never seen Jason Tatum, you know, go off and just, you know, you don't see – you just don't see that. Halliburton, you know, it's called maturity, and I don't think Edwards has that. But we're going to see, though. We are going to get ready to wrap this segment up and come back. We're going to talk about Amon Thompson. Okay, hey, some news here on the Rockets, man. It's always exciting to get some accolades here for this Rockets team. I know we're not, our playoff run is over, but there's hope, okay? And then there's this thing called the draft next month that we'll talk about too. All right, so it's the Mean Gene Show right here on ESPN 97.5 H-Town.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk. Listening to the Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5
for the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Mean Gene.
All right, we are back for the last segment, about to wrap things up here in this fast moving hour of the Mean Gene Show. Look, now I have to let everyone know that we are nearing the summer break for the Mean Gene Show. All right, so one reason why we took the show to 1 hour is because we have to save it all for the football season, John. You know how we do it, right? So we're going to take a break come June 14th, and we will not be back on air until August 1st weekend, which is like Hall of Fame weekend. We do this every year, right? So nothing new here. So, John, 6 whole weeks, okay? Got a couple of trips planned to the West Coast. You know, always run to the West Coast because it gets kind of hot here. You know, I need the Pacific Ocean type cool breeze type thing. So anyway, so that's what's going to happen. So and it's just a nice time to take a vacation. But anyway, and John, ooh, cannot wait to the football season. Yeah.
Right now you're talking basketball and you love basketball.
Yeah, you've been a coach. And I'm going to tell you why we stayed on, because normally we just run during the football season.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's because of this team that I'm getting ready to talk about right now, at least this player here. How about? So, look, on Thursday, the NBA announced that Houston Rockets guard/forward Amon Thompson was named the Kia NBA All-Defensive First Team. Now, he is the fifth different player in franchise history to have been selected to an All-Defensive First Team. John, I'm getting ready to test you, man.
Uh-oh.
All right. I said okay. He is the first. He's the fifth different player in franchise history to have been selected to an all-defensive first team. Just give me one.
Give you one?
We talking in Rockets history. It should be easy.
Shane Battier, for sure, I think would have been on that list, wouldn't he? No, not Shane Battier.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Hakeem Olajuwon, sure. Okay.
Okay. Rodney McRae. Yes.
Okay.
Scottie Pippen.
Oh, wow.
For the short time that he was
there. Yeah.
And how about our favorite instigator, talk trash star? Come on, you got PB. Patrick Beverly.
Patrick Beverly. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a given. Man, I'm surprised Shane Battier wasn't on that list.
Yeah, I do remember. That guy was a hustler. That guy was a hustler. But this is really good stuff here. And look, I mean, come on. The Rockets allowed the sixth fewest points this season, 109.9, and ranked sixth in field goal defense. Thompson, no relation, even though people like to call him my nephew. I mean, look, I like to, you know, maybe I need to do the ancestry thing.
I claim him, yeah.
Anybody with the same last name that does positive things, you have to. Okay. But, hey, he had the lowest defensive field goal percentage, 0.407, of players with more than 10 games played who defended at least 9 shots per game. He also ranked 10th in defensive rating, 107.9, for players who average at least 30 minutes played. And we saw it, John. You know, we're just preaching to the choir here for the people here in H-Town. I mean, this guy, one of the reasons why the team was so damn good defensively, and we're not even talking about his offensive production when he wants to put up the points, he can do that too. So how about a big time, John, I think he deserves, Kia, NBA, all-defensive first team. Look, he's right there in the ranks of Hakeem Olajuwon. You know, Olajuwon sat right there, courtside, and watch this guy work his craft there. But he joins the ranks of Patrick Beverly, Scottie Pippen, Rodney McRae, and the great one. So great stuff there, John. So look, now another thing that's going to be happening this weekend, okay, and you guys know I am a veteran of the United States Army and the Navy. And this weekend, you know, a lot of people get together for Memorial Day. And for the longest, people didn't know the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And you know, we when this show was in Las Vegas, we had a major tribute to our veterans on Veterans Day. But Memorial Day is for, even though we honor all of our military, you know, active duty, the veterans, but Memorial Day is always about the ones that didn't make it, that paid the ultimate sacrifice. So this is one of those weekends where we have to pay our tributes now. So yesterday morning, or was it the other morning, over in the Woodlands have a nice little memorial park there, and they have paid tribute to a lot of veterans. So I tend to walk that little area all the time, and it doesn't really take Veterans Day or Memorial Day for me to have to stop by there and pay tribute to the veterans. They have the Korean veterans. They have a map on the ground. It's a marble map of you know, every place where we lost veterans from the Korean War. They even have the Iraqi wars, Afghanistan, and all of that stuff. But I think, you know, I think everyone should just kind of, you know, go to a military cemetery every once in a while. Drop those flags there. I've done it a lot of times. And I've had friends that I've lost in the military. So, yeah, we always have to pay tribute to the ones that, I mean, that is the sacrifice. That we all put our lives on the line, and some of us don't come back. You know, and we are fortunate. I am fortunate. A lot of my friends, you know, we did come back home. But, man, we just don't forget. So it's just important to remember, while you're out there knocking down that beer and that bratwurst and that brisket and whatever the hell else you're going to be burning up this weekend, just remember why your asses have a three-day weekend. Let's not just get carried away that it's just a holiday for your ass to go out there, and please don't drink and drive, okay? That's not what it's all about. Remember why there's such thing as a Memorial Day. And we'll probably have the same damn conversation November 11th when Veterans Day come, because we got to keep people honest. So, all right, John, game 3 tonight, Minnesota and OKC. I am going to, did I already make my pick?
I don't think you did. No, you said you thought that Minnesota had a shot, but you never took an actual
pick. Well, I mean, okay. And I have a right to change my mind if I did, right?
Well, of course.
I mean, look. You know, you talked about the sweep. I kind of already think that Indiana's probably going to win tomorrow. So I got to at least say that Minnesota should win. I think I kind of want Minnesota to win tonight just to make this thing interesting. We got to, you know, I mean, the finals won't start until June 5th. Remember that. So I don't want to sit around with nothing to do until June 5th, okay? We got to at least extend this thing. Even if the Knicks can muster up a win, that would be nice as well to extend this thing, right? I mean, that's just the way I see it anyway. But so I tell you what. And as far as the Cigar Fest, all right, you guys behave here in the town. Okay, I know you got a couple more days. Oh, no, tomorrow. Tomorrow is your last day. So hope you enjoy the hot, humid weather that we're having just in the month of May. Who the hell knows what this summer is going to be like? All right, join me back here next week. And who knows, we might be talking NBA Finals, okay? I don't know. But anyway, have a great, safe weekend and happy Memorial Day weekend. And we'll see you back here next week on the Mean Gene Show on ESPN 97.5 H-Town.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.